Hau Gelb mit Vortexes auf Lux FM. Der Mann, den man eben auch als Giant Sand Erfinder kennt und dessen Solostück wir gerade abspielten, er steht heute Abend auf der Bühne des Magneten, um eben dort seine neueste Platte The Coincidentalist vorzustellen. Jetzt ist aber erstmal bei mir und wir quatschen über Zufälle oder Schicksale, über die Vorteile einer Laissez-faire-Haltung im Musikbusiness. Wir reden über Aufnahmesessions, die ihm primär dazu dienen, alte Freunde wiederzusehen. Wir reden über seinen nicht enden wollenden, mittlerweile auch unübersichtlichen Output und vieles, vieles mehr. First of all, aber hello and welcome, Hau Gelb.
Hey, wie geht's?
Gut geht's mir, wie geht's dir denn?
Good, good.
How's traveling been? Where are you coming from today, Hau?
München.
Oh, that's quite a far way.
Pretzeltown.
Pretzeltown, you call it Pretzeltown? That's an interesting name for it. Did you have a pretzel in München?
It's Bavaria. You have to.
Yeah. They won't let you out with a pretzel in the stomach or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations on another Hau Gelb record. The Coincidentalist has been released here in Germany in November 2013 as one of two albums you've put out in 2013. When one is looking at your creative output since the late 70s, early 80s, It makes my head dizzy, actually, because there's so much stuff that you've been putting out. What drives you to put out record after record after record? Because I've read that you're just trying to avoid getting trapped in your own ambitions. Is that still the main reason for working and working and working?
I got no ambitions. I just like to construct and then deconstruct a song or two. So I try to get rid of all the bad records early on, so now I'm just making the good ones.
So it's basically fleeing from your early recordings, kind of running while recording.
I just you gotta sort things out. So yeah. I figured I'll get rid of the bad ones first, and then I'll save the good for last. Like when you're eating a plate of food, do you eat what you like first, or do you eat what you don't like
first? I have to admit, I eat first what I like. Sometimes when I'm hungry for flesh, I'll eat away the flesh, and then I'll go for the vegetables later on.
The flesh?
Yeah, the meat.
Do you eat light?
The meat. I was talking about the meat. The flesh with an E.
Flesh.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Most days I'm a vegetarian. Except Tuesdays.
Tuesdays. It's a Thursday today. No meat for you today. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry about that, Hau. Now let's talk about the title of your record. It's called The Coincidentalist. Mm-hmm. And the ancient Greeks already did distinguish coincidence and fate. Coincidence is something that might happen to you for like no reason. It just happens. While fate is definitely kind of hit you one point in your life. It's going to dictate your life because it's more or less God's will happening to you, and you can run and you can hide. Do you seem to be a believing man, though? So what's your take on coincidences? Why is the album not called The Fatalist?
Ooh, that sounds so...
It's a super philosophical question. I'm sorry about it.
Yeah, it's my fate to be a coincidentalist.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is the shortest possible answer to that super complicated question. And the thing is, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's your fate to be a coincidentalist. Did you know that the coincidentist is a guy that just pulls out a tooth without even asking where it hurts?
That's almost funny.
Thank you, man. Hier ein weiterer Song von Hau Gelb. Unforgivable. 15:45 Minuten, ihr hört Flux FM. Hau Gelb mit Unforgivable. Ein kurzer, poppiger Song von der neuen Platte The Coincidentalist, die er heute Abend vorstellen wird. Im Magneten auf der Bühne. Jetzt stimmt er hier im Hintergrund. Schon mal ein bisschen die Gitarre, damit das ordentlich klingt gleich. How? It's nice to listen to your tuning already. I love that already.
Clean class.
Yeah. So, with a back catalog like yours, how do you write set lists? Or don't you at all? Because I've read that nothing on paper makes sense to the application of music in your world.
That's true.
So you don't write set lists at all?
No. The only time I ever had a set list was when I had a gospel choir with me.
Uh-huh.
And it was just the polite thing to do because there was nine of them. And you know, I was feeling more religious at the time.
And then it's a good time for putting some words on a paper and then use them for a set list. The religious phases.
I have an allergy to set lists. So I just keep them as far away from the stage as possible. And I think it's more nature's way that way. I always thought that, and back in the day when we first started off here, you know, back when you still had the wall up here, it's been that way ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I think that music is in its pure form, or its real form, is in a state of evolution, mm-hmm. always. And people get too hung up on recordings, but that's just a photograph.
I heard you say that recordings are just the evidence that it happened. That's a good sentence as well.
That's it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So if you become too precious about a recording, which is understandable, it's a convenience and it attaches itself to the soundtrack of your life.
Yeah.
But really, music isn't that. Music is always changing.
And then when you work as a producer, because you don't only record a lot and write a lot, you produce as well sometimes. You've been working with Katie Tunstall. What kind of producer are you then? Are you into the vibe of the band, into the sound of the band, or do you take care about the compositions as well? Do you go like, oh, this A minor chord, it sucks badly?
I'm really aware of the artist, you know. Like when I had a small label, I'm more aware of the artist because that's the role I've played.
Yeah.
So I just try to stay out of the way of what the artist is doing that day.
Yeah.
And then provide all the things necessary for it to happen, you know, connect all the dots. And then if there's trouble or if she stumbles or they need help with something, I'm right there to assist in finishing a song or playing an instrument.
Yeah, cool.
And then being the constant therapist, sonic therapist.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Good definition of a producer, I think.
Yeah, knowing what not to do.
Yeah, because so many people, they are trying to get their sound into every band that they produce. Or some people, they're just like, oh, no, if the composition sucks, I don't even care because I'm just here for the sound. Mm. But like you do it, you seem to be just watching the whole process and waiting for people asking for help.
You got to keep it moving and you got to bring it in under the wire.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, you know, the artist can handle it.
Yeah.
So you're just there to be the third hand, so to speak.
Yeah, no, but I really think that it's a kind of a therapeutic job as well to keep the good vibes up and help the artist not to break out in tears when the first take didn't happen or something like that.
It is exhausting.
Now you brought your acoustic guitar with you, and before we give away tickets for tonight's show, I would want you to play us a song. You don't necessarily know already which song it's going to be, but I bet you're going to play one.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think if I'll send this one out to Sebastian Koch. He's an artist. He's an actor that lives in town. And his old friend helped me write this song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, let's just say they wrote the lines down for me when I didn't have any paper at hand. this thing creaks too much.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Now we got it going on.
Yes. Thank you.
I haven't slept all day. I haven't flown in my dreams since I was 11. So now I sleep when I fly, just to get even. I drive with no lights on whenever there's a desert full moon, and I tend to sing along with the radio on when I don't know the tune. I got one hand on the wheel, one on my coffee, and I'm still talking to you. I hope to remain so severely talented for another mile or two. Well, I'm doing it now. And guess he's looking down on me. When I was a child, my dad had taught me how to steer the car with my knee. And since he left this world, just hasn't ever felt right. All the endless hours now appear so finite. Here in the shadow of an old dead volcano, you can almost hear it when the mountain used to speak. Here in the shadow of an old dead volcano, swaying here below Picacho Peak.
Picacho Peak, live auf Lux FM. Hau Gelb, großer Applaus. Thank you, man. Vielen, vielen Dank für diese kleine Performance. Heute Abend spielt ihr als Trio, also nicht Hau Gelb als Trio, sondern Hau Gelb mit zwei Leuten als Trio im Magnetclub. Und wer dafür Tickets haben will, der sollte jetzt ganz schnell anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wer durchkommt, der steht bei Hau Gelb auf der Gästeliste heute Abend im Magneten mit zwei zusätzlichen Musikern, die das Trio ausmachen. So, what are your next future plans, Hau? When is the next record gonna be finished? Because I think you must be recording, you will be recording soon again.
Yeah, we don't make plans.
Oh, that's true.
It's an insult to the future.
Yeah. Damn it. I didn't think of that, but you're totally right. Again, Hau Gelb, thank you for visiting us. Please come back as soon again.
It's a pleasure.
As soon as possible, I mean.
It's a pleasure to be this old with you.
Thank you. I mean, if I'm getting you right, you know what I'm saying. Well, I'll see you soon, man. I know that. Bye bye.
Tschüss.
Tschüss. I've been seeing, oh, I've been seeing your soul.